Spoiler alert, tribe. If you did not watch Love is Blind season 6, episode 12, do not watch this. But make sure after you watch it, you come right back here.
Continue to spur things out that like I'm embarrassed of. And
yes, I did bring it up. Did I apologize for bringing it up in the way I did? Yes, I did. Okay. And I'm really sorry that I brought it up on cameras when you asked me not to protect your reputation, but it was my feelings. I want to get married to you and I needed to bring it up.
It isn't my reputation. I don't care about it. It's hers that I care about. That's messed up for any future guy that she has anything with or anything she wants.
I know, sorry, you guys had a little secret little love triangle.
Exactly. Like that makes me reluctant to tell you things, and that's a true problem.
And that's what you keep bringing up. So keep going. What else do I do that you can't see yourself married for? Because
all I'm saying is that night was such a big step back that I can't fathom marrying you after that. I tried.
You know what I think it is? I think it's an excuse.
It's not an excuse.
All right. So I have a ratchet thought.
What's your ratchet thought?
I think that Jimmy, although he's a Scorpio, and y'all know how I feel about Scorpios, tribe. I don't like Scorpios. Mm-hmm. I do feel like Jimmy, out of all of the guys that ended relationships with women on this season, he did it the best. And I'm not talking about the time and place. I'm talking about the words that he used, because I think he should have let her down nice and easy. Well, he should have said the words that he said just now, but I think he should have not waited until they created ice sculptures for their wedding and went on the nice roller coaster day and all that other stuff. But the words he used were so spot on. Like that incident that happened was a little too much. It was a little too much for him to fathom. And not only that, it really did put his friend that he did, you know, out there, you know, for the world to see. Right. Okay. Right. And that was inappropriate. So my ratchet thought, you know, you tell me if you agree with me, and you know, ratchet thoughts tribe, you can either say yes, no, or sophisticatedly ratchet.
So I'm going with yes for sure.
Okay. Tell me why you say yes.
I'm going with yes because I feel like Jimmy was a mastermind this whole season. All right. Jimmy was a mastermind this entire season. Okay. He finessed his way out of that love triangle. You know, he realized that he chose the wrong girl once he seen that she didn't look like Megan Fox.
No.
His homegirl said he was going to need an epi friend, but he made it out of there. All right. He knew that it wasn't going to work out. She was way
it
too clingy.
It wasn't based on how she looked.
He knew.
She is clingy.
She's super clingy. She didn't have enough self-confidence. Right. She didn't have enough of that. She needed it from him as a partner. And I don't think that he was ready to give that to her, which is what made him so attracted to the other chick, because she was so forthcoming and confident about herself. That's what he was attracted to, which is I understand. But she got a baby. So, you know, if you got to count it up, I understand how that could be a con. Right. But his reason or his rationale for leaving old girl, because she had talked about his friend with benefits that he had. 100% legit. 100% legit. He's standing on business by saying to her, I'm not going to the altar with you because you're doing wild shit. I can't trust you. You're spreading shit that I told you not to spread. I told you this in confidence. He didn't even have to tell her that. He's like, yo, I didn't have to tell you that I sliced her. You know what I mean? I did that. And now you out here running your mouth. Now everybody in the world knows this girl and I had something going on. So any man that she's in a relationship with will look at her crazy to say that's my friend and we also had sex.
Yeah.
So I understand. So Jimmy, shout out to you.
Yeah. And also it takes the onus away from his friend, the female, right?
Right.
If the whole world knows, you know, any guy that knows her and watch the show is going to know, and it doesn't allow her to have the liberty to share that with her partner because everybody knows.
Now you also think about the men that she has told in her life that she was already friends with him and they never did nothing.
And now
for that to come out after the fact, like that's tough.
I was slicing. Ooh.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. And I think what's bigger in this is that I don't think Chelsea even gets it. Mm. She was like, oh, so tell me what else I've done wrong. Like, you are not taking any real accountability for, you know, me sharing my feelings to you and the issues. I felt like she was just... It wasn't really gaslighting, but it kind of was just, it was no accountability. And it was telling me she didn't get it.
Yeah, it was definitely in one ear and out the other type situation. Yeah. Just so she could get, she wanted to talk more than she wanted to listen. Right. She wanted to him to, she kept cutting him off. She kept saying, I need to get this out before you finish with saying what you got to say. But nothing she could say was good enough to make him back out of his decision. Jimmy's also a supervillain because he gave her an opportunity to walk out of this. He was like, yo, how you feeling about me and you at the altar?
He did. He knew he had it in his pocket.
Yeah, so I'm not ready. Boom! I was like, damn, Jimmy, you a supervillain, bro.
But listen, I respect it. I respect it on a million levels. Don't bring me to no damn altar with my family sitting in the aisles.
Preach.
Okay, and I'm dressed and I'm ready. Preach. And you tell me at the altar.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
What the show is about.
We're going to get to that.
Give me some love. Give me some respect. And tell me before we get there. It's not that serious.
You deserve better, AD. But anyway.
We're going to get to her. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tribe.
All right, Tribe. Tribe, we love you, Tribe. Ratchet Robe Review, we out here. Peace.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us how you really feel. You can email us at soratchetpodcast@gmail.com. We release a new episode every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We also go live on YouTube the first Wednesdays of each month. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to the srpodcast.com to link to all our social media platforms. Don't forget to like and share our episodes with your fellow sophisticatedly ratchet friends. See y'all next Wednesday.